This is Ted Kennedy. The more we see of President Bush's budget for defense, the less sense it makes. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a funny thing happened to the Pentagon budget. The administration says the Cold War's over, but Pentagon spending stays at Cold War levels. It's the height of inconsistency for the administration to say we won the Cold War, yet refuse to cut military spending significantly below Cold War levels. That's exactly what you're doing, Al. Sure, you hardliners are willing to shave Pentagon spending a little, 3% after 5 years, 3%. Some reduction. It means we'll keep right on spending billions of dollars more on defense than in many Cold War years. Meanwhile, your war game planners at the Pentagon are working overtime, inventing preposterous new threats to justify more spending. You can't have it both ways, Al. Either we spent too little on the Cold War in the past, or we're spending too much now. Which is it, Al?
Ted, whether it's war games or mind games, you're the old master. Only one like you could come out and claim that President Bush's plan to chop $50 billion off the defense budget is really a spending increase. That takes real talent and gall. Ted, if Congress accepts what the president has set out, by 1996, more than 2 million defense jobs will be slashed, gone. Procurement costs have dropped 50% from $100 billion in 87. So rather than bushwhacking Bush, why don't you get your Democrat pals to pass more base-closing legislation? That's one you've personally fought against for 10 years. Massachusetts now receives more defense bucks per capita than any other state in the Union. And while you publicly bash the president, you secretly scurry around to work against any defense cuts. It's time you put the taxpayers' money where your mouth is. Do something. They're on to you up there in old Mass. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on allowing China to keep its current trade status with the U.S. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.